We're doing the Sidra Dorot, and we're continuing with the Adam HaRishon, Nitztava al Vav Mitzvot. He had six mitzvot that he was commanded: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shfichut Damim, idol worship, illicit relationships, murder, Gezel, theft, Birkat Hashem, blasphemy, Dinim, to have a justice system. Adam HaRishon Iber Tashana U'Masa L'Chanoch. So we have on tradition that Adam HaRishon made the first year a leap year, meaning he had a calendar, and that calendar, he doesn't say it, but we have on tradition that he was taught by Hashem how to sanctify the new moon, and also how to calculate when it should be a leap year, and he did, he made a leap year, and he gave that tradition of understanding the lunar calendar to Chanoch. When Adam and his wife left the Garden of Eden, God made them garments of leather. The Medrash and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, and it's also brought in the Yalkut, that the garments were from the hide of the serpent, that snake. One of the curses of the snake was that it would shed its skin. We saw the Medrash and Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that there are certain cries that traverse the whole universe. One of them is the cry of the snake as it sheds its skin. One is the cry of a woman as she gives birth. One is the cry of a tree as it gets cut down. So the leather used for their garments was from that hide that the snake shed. Mintacha shaya bimei Moshe. Another medrash says, the medrash quoted by Rabbeinu Bechaye, that their garments were made from the tachash, that special animal that existed in the days of Moshe. And a third opinion says, Me'oli v'yatanan keva shemalcha kadosh b'hu l'tzadikim. We have on tradition that there was a male Leviathan that's discussed in the end of the book of Job. And then there was a female Leviathan. God didn't want them to procreate because they would conquer the whole universe. So God killed the female and salted it for future generations in the days to come. The righteous will eat from the female Leviathan. And God took the hide of the female Leviathan and used that to make Adam and his wife their garments. Mechuvan lezeh ma shekatav ashla parshat toldot uvetziyunei the big day achamudot hayu me'ol livyatan al pi mashiach tov ki kunot ol lakach esav minimrod. The shla and the, I don't know what he means, uvetziyunei, I don't know if that's the name of a book, that the big day chamudot, the cherished garments of Esav, were made of the hide of the Leviathan. We're still going to see that Nimrod took them by force, and Esav murdered Nimrod and took them from Nimrod, and that's how Esav gets these garments ultimately, and those are the garments that Yaakov Avinu wears to go and get the blessings from his father. Uvetolat Yaakov katav amu chazal kotnot Torah yu mitziporen. The Tolas Yaakov quotes Chazal that the garment was made of nails, like a human nail. And in the Sefer Maise, Hashem Perkutet Katav Hema Sarota Gdelot Alayorva. The Sefer Maise, Hashem says, what does it mean God made them garments? That God made hair grow around the person's private parts to cover it up, to cover his shame. Which is a thought that Rav Hirsch develops, but really, it predates Rav Hirsch. It's quoted in the Sefer Maise, Hashem. That's why we have hair in those places, they cover our shame.
They don't really cover them.
Okay? So they don't really cover, but I don't know. Not completely, right. They don't completely cover.
Wouldn't be
honest. Right. When Adam and his wife died, and we saw that their death was planned, they meditated their death. We saw yesterday they set up their burial plot, etc. So they gave the garments to Chanoch ben Yered. When Chanoch was taken, he gave them over to Metushelach. When Metushelach died 7 days before the flood, so Noach took them into the ark. When Noach left the ark, when they left the ark, so Ham stole them and he hid them from his brothers. When Ham had his son Cush, he gave it to his son in hiding. So Cush gave it to his son Nimrod. And when Esav murdered Nimrod, so then Esav took these garments from Nimrod. And next time we'll start learning about Gilgulim. who was Adam reincarnated, in the form of whom was he? I don't know if reincarnated is the right word, but for lack of a better word, I guess that's how we could translate Gilgal. Who did he roll into?
What was the source for the